Yvonne Bonner, player of the match, and Glenfinn are the new county champions. He's a dethroned Termon here, and a spectacular afternoon. He didn't just win it, just won it with style, and you yourself with a personal tally of 4-2. You must just be delighted.
Yeah, delighted to get it finished, I suppose, and just the big build-up. And I know we didn't have long, I suppose, getting over Moville, and then we had the week to kind of focus in on, and I suppose it worked well. We had our homework done, and just having the good start, and yeah, just glad. You can never say never, I suppose, when you're playing against Termon. I know we were up, but we just had to keep every quarter, every 15, just focusing on that, and thankfully we got over the line then in the end.
And a contest where we thought the margins were going to be wafer thin. I mean, it was pretty surprising how much ease and how much comfort you had there. And even, you know, at the start of the second half, you were expecting this Termon wave to come. It never came. And again, it was yourselves tagging on goals. You know, you just raised 7 green flags there in the end. It was a pretty competent and professional performance from start to finish. And I suppose the likes of Paul Boner and Kieran Brady, the management team there, and Kieran Foy, I mean, they deserve huge credit.
Yeah, we went out and we were prepared in everything we'd done. And we've been working against the defence, I suppose, yeah, defensive setup all year round, even against Glenties and Moville, and it was great practice and even in training. But you know, you do plan, and you never know how it's going to, if we're going to show up on the day or how, yeah, it's going to work out. But thankfully, I think, you know, we couldn't have asked for any more. Like, every girl played their part today, and we just, I suppose, great performance all round, and we're just so thankful, I suppose.
I mean, there's probably plenty of hurt last year, and you just came in maybe as underdogs, because I suppose you were pinned to your collar last week by Moville and Termon. You know, they've been that impressive, got to an Ulster final last year, and of course so many household names on that side, just like yourselves. But was it the hurt kind of that kind of spurred you on the day? Because I mean, these two teams are at the very top, they're the pinnacle of Donegal ladies football, and it's such a huge rivalry. I mean, what was the motivation coming here today? Was it kind of right or wrong, or was it just to win a county title?
I don't think you need much motivation whenever you're coming out, and the same goes with Termon against us and us against Termon. You know, it just brings that kind of, you know, fight whenever you're playing against them. You know, you have to bring your A game. But look, we're just delighted, I suppose, that everything we did plan went right today, and thankfully, like, it was just great to get over the line. Yeah.
And listen, 2 years in Australia, you're back in the Glenfinn colours. What a way to arrive back. I mean, what an adventure that is, two Friars girls. I know Katie Hearn has been over there as well, other girls linked as well to moves. I mean, what an opportunity. But to come back in here and, you know, play such a huge part in taking this trophy back to Glenfinn, because they did sorely miss you last year. Probably really special.
Yeah, it's very special. And I suppose we sat over there and we were deciding whether we were going to take it on, and Paul deciding whether to go for management. We had a meeting when we came home at Christmas, and then we went back out, and you know, everybody was so keen, and we got the backing from all the players. Everybody bought into it, and then I suppose things went differently then with COVID, and we never knew whether we were going to, you know, it was going to happen or not. But everybody kept focused, and yeah, like Karen says, when the shutdown happened, girls, you know, worked so hard, and we're so fit. There's girls that turned their, you know, life around, and I suppose that's the difference out there today, and you get performances like that when you put in the work that people don't see. So we're just I suppose grateful that, you know, the hard work paid off at the very end. And I suppose we didn't get, you know, like, we were ripped off, and yeah, we were underdogs coming in here today, and that's where you want to be, and you want to fly under the radar. We were doing the hard work, and, you know, let everybody say their comments, but we came out and showed them, everybody today, I think.
Brilliant. And listen, before I let you go, the LGFA do want to have provincial club championship. There's a small matter of getting back down to business with Donegal too. I mean, hopefully this season's going to tumble away down for a lot of you girls as well. There's still a bit of football to be played.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we'll look now at Ulster and see what the process is there, and then that'll probably go into the county season. But yeah, there's plenty of football, and yeah, we just have to take every day to come and be grateful if you're getting games, and you never know what's around the corner with all this that's going on. But we're grateful, and we're enjoying the moment here today anyway.